Welcome to the Lex Tech in 10 podcast, a resource for Lexington teachers to learn about innovative technology to use in your classroom, as well as tips and tricks to streamline your workload. I'm Lisa Rhodes, one of the elementary digital learning coaches.
I'm Rachel Kuberry, the district's assistive technology specialist.
And I'm Ann Kim Tenner, the high school digital learning coach.
Just a reminder, the opinions expressed are those of the individual hosts and guests. Make sure you check out the show notes for more information, resources, and other podcasts.
Hi, I'm Jess Genassi, a resource teacher at Hastings Elementary School. I'd like to remind everyone to check out the district professional development course offerings. Last year, I took the course, Anyone Can Transform a Curriculum Unit with G Suite, and I have been using the tools and strategies in my daily practice. If you want to learn more about the courses, specifically the technology courses, feel free to reach out to your building digital learning coach.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening into our podcast this week. I am here with Deirdre Shadler, who's an ELL teacher over at Bridge.
Hi.
Welcome, Deirdre.
Thank you for interviewing me.
So Deirdre actually reached out to us to be a participant on the podcast or an interviewee on the podcast because she was super jazzed about using Read and Write for Google in her role as ELL teacher to support ELL students in the general ed classroom with vocabulary and around translation. So for those of you that don't know, Read and Write for Google is a tool that Lexington purchases and all teachers have access to it. So if anybody hears the examples that Deirdre's going to talk about today and wants to do it in our class, you have access to these tools. So if you haven't used them before, feel free to reach out to your DLC to learn more about it. But Read and Write for Google, available for all teachers. Deirdre's going to talk about it, how it helps her as a teacher and how she uses it as a teacher, but all students also have the tools. So we're going to focus on the teacher perspective today.
If I can do it, anybody can do it. That is so for sure. So I started using it last year with help of my colleague, and I think it's a great tool for teachers to use with their ELL students, particularly ELL students who come and they're sort of like a WIDA level one or two, so they are pretty limited in their English.
Yep.
It's great for older students too, because it really does sort of provide that bridge for them where they make the connection between their first language and English. It has, you know, the word, the definition, a little illustration, and it sounds complicated, but it's really not.
So Read and Write for Google has, like, I don't know, 20 different tools in it.
Right.
And what Deirdre is going to talk to us about is the vocabulary tool, which allows you to select vocabulary out of a document or a PDF or even the internet. I don't know if you've tried it like that.
I haven't tried it with the internet, but I've tried it with PDFs that I think traditionally you think, oh, I can't do anything.
I can't manipulate this.
Right.
You can.
You can. and with any Google Docs, certainly, you can do this as well.
And so what this tool is going to do, it's going to allow you to select the vocabulary words and then make a new Google Doc that, like you said, looks like a table, and it has the words that you selected, the definition, then a picture of the definition, and then an empty spot, and you can sort of do what you want with that column.
Correct.
Because it's a Google Doc, you can also customize it. So I would imagine that you do that, particularly around the definition.
Right. And so with all sort of Google translations, you do have to take it with a little grain of salt. And I would encourage any teacher who's going to use this to preview the definitions before you share it with your student. Oftentimes, Google will give you multiple definitions for a word, and you can go through and delete any definition that doesn't fit your needs at that point in time.
Right. And then you can also customize the definition if you want to simplify it or add an example to it or something like that, because it's a Google Doc. You just like type right in it.
Yeah.
So Deirdre is talking about using two different tools, the vocabulary list in Read and Write for Google, and then the translation feature of Google Docs. So I think it might be helpful if you go sort of step by step through how a teacher would do the process you do. Something else we can do is share an example in our show notes so people can see what we're talking about.
Okay.
And I think that might help people who haven't done this before. But Why don't you go step by step through what we do to create this vocabulary list and translate it?
Okay. So we in the ELL department have access to RAS Kids or Reading A to Z.
Yep.
And they're wonderful content specific texts at various levels.
Yep.
And so for the purposes of this this example, I have the butterfly life cycle. And what I've done is I've downloaded it onto my computer, but I haven't opened it just yet. I'm going to, after I download it, I'm going to open up my drive, and I've set up a folder within my drive for just these kinds of files.
So you're just trying to be a little organized up front.
A little bit.
So that her stuff goes where she can find it later, right, and maybe she'll use it again with another student.
Right. And so I just drag it into that folder. And when it finishes uploading, there we go.
So you guys are getting a real time example of how quick it is to do this too. Like Deirdre is actually walking through every step of the process.
And so I click on it and you'll see the little puzzle piece with the RW, the read write icon.
Cause she's opening the PDF using Text Helps PDF Reader, which is like the extra part of Read and Write for Google that addresses the PDF. So it opens the PDF as sort of a workable document that gives you access to those features of Read and Write for Google. So it's open now.
It's open now. And I'm just going to go through and highlight some words. I'll explain the toolbar at the top. There's all these different features, but today we're just going to be looking, as I said, we're going to highlight some words. And then there's another icon that looks like a bullet point that will create the vocabulary list. But right now, I'm going to highlight a few important words. Life cycle.
So there's a little colored highlighter. It's blue on her screen. Then so the first thing she did was highlighted with her cursor and then clicked the highlighter.
Yep.
And then it will highlight it in the blue marker highlight.
Right.
And that really, she's doing this to highlight the vocabulary words that the tool will then use to make that vocabulary list. So this highlighting step is what tells the computer, tells Read and Write, what words to put in that vocabulary list.
Right. And I'm only just going to do a handful of words right now for this example. Let's see, we have four or five words. And then now I'm going to click the bullet icon.
Yeah. So if you hover over the toolbar, it says vocabulary. And
she
described it just so. It's like three bullets and then three rectangles like text next to those bullets. And it's already created the doc for us.
Right. And we've got our words, the meaning, a symbol, and notes. And depending on how many words you select for this particular list, it can take a little bit of time.
Yeah. I think it also depends on how many people are online right now, because it's a time right now when a lot of people might be online in this school. And so that might have, but the delay was not significant.
Right. And interestingly enough, you know, the words that came up, the definitions that Google provides aren't exactly sort of over the plate, if you will, for the life cycle of a butterfly.
So stage for in particular.
Yeah. Stage shows, you know, a stage, but for our definition, we want to change that to,
so Deirdre's just typing into the document, to make the definition more relevant to the meaning of stage within the, reading piece that she's giving the kids. So that's the beauty of the vocabulary list being generated in a Google Doc, is that she can update it and change it on the fly.
Yeah. And then because the image doesn't match that, I can go up and let's see. There we go. I can look for an image. There is an icon.
So she's in the Google Doc vocabulary list still and opened up Read and Write again. And she's using the picture dictionary icon to search for a different picture. So that's a super easy way to do it.
And you can just drag it in.
Yeah.
So now that I have, now that I have my vocabulary list in English, all you have to do is you can save it as
it's saved itself. You can change the title because the title is sloppy. It's called a vocabulary list untitled.
Right. So you want to call it something more specific, like
especially if you might use it next year.
Butterfly life cycle. And once you give it a title, then I just go to tools and I translate the document.
So if you haven't done this before, it just opens up a little pop-up window and you get to select the language. And there are lots of languages.
Oh my gosh, so many languages. And we have a new student from Brazil. So I'm going to translate it into Portuguese.
And it opens up another Google Doc. Mm-hmm. So you preserve that first one and now you have the second one. Mm-hmm. And it actually calls it copy of the butterfly life cycle vocabulary list.
Right.
So then you can just add to that in Portuguese.
Right, exactly.
So it makes it very easy to make new materials and maintain them. I asked Deirdre how she then gets these materials to kids. So how do kids use this?
So in elementary school, what I would do is I just print them and I give them both copies of the English and in their first language. And I just gave the student some lists yesterday, and the big smile that came over her face because she could read and understand in her first language.
Right.
And then she had the exact mirror image in English. Yeah. And it just, you know, it really helps build their confidence. It makes them feel comfortable. They can relax and not be nervous about, oh my gosh, this is more information that I have to process because they're already doing so much.
Right. And it's a nice bridge.
Yeah.
Between that first language and their deep understanding there and then the English here and what they're trying to learn and the content in the general classroom. So I really like that part of it too. As kids get older here at Bridge or an elementary school, but also in middle school, you can share this because it's a Google Doc. You can share it in a shared folder with the student. You can share it in your Google Classroom. If you're a general ed teacher and you like this idea for an English or social studies project, you can do this without the translation part, share it with all your students in Google Classroom. So there are lots of applications for the vocabulary list. I love the application for ELL and adding on that extra piece of then translating your document and providing both to kids.
It kind of makes you look like a rock star as a teacher.
Well, and we've been recording now for 11 minutes. I think the first minute was an introduction. So in 10 minutes of slowly describing what we're doing, you've already created two vocabulary lists, one in English and one in Portuguese. So you're done. Excellent. Rockstar.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
This was fun.
And
thanks.
We'll have a sample attached, guys, so you can take a peek at it if you haven't seen the vocabulary list feature of Read and Write before. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi, everyone. It's Anne, and I'm going to share with you how you can translate your Google Forms and quizzes for students with Google Translate, and then you can translate the answers in your sheets as well. If students add the Google Translate extension to Chrome, they can translate quizzes and forms. Note, not in locked mode. If they open Read and Write Translate, it does work in locked mode if they open it before launching the quiz. Students can open quizzes and forms and then launch the Google Translate extension, choose their native language, and then fill out the form in their chosen language. As a teacher, in Sheets, you can add the formula of = Google Translate to the row of answers in the foreign language to translate all of their answers. Please see your Building Digital Learning Coach for help, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Lex Tech in 10 podcast. Don't forget to reach out to any one of us or your Building Digital Learning Coach for questions and assistance. That's what we're here for. Also, check out our website, gg.gg/LexTechIn10, where you can find show notes and other resources. Do you have an idea for a future podcast? Would you like to be featured on a future podcast? Email us at lextechin10@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.